Our next item, number three, was withdrawn. Item four is subdivision 2006-55, Alvana R. Davis.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in a GR General Residential District in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, dividing 13.63 acres into eight lots located west of Route 225, 733 feet south of Route 38. Now, this application was reviewed by Technical Advisory Committee, and I would ask Mr. Abbott if he has any additional comments.
Mr. Chairman, the TAC report of April 18th, 2007 will be made a part of the record. See the restrictive covenants. Robertson's reviewed them. He's addressed those. That's all I have, unless you have any questions.
All right, sir. We thank you. Okay, is anyone here representing this application?
Good evening. My name is Kevin Crosby. I'm with Charles Murphy Associates. I live in Waukele.
Okay.
And as Mr. Lank said, it's been up in the TAC, and they do have some comments. And there's nothing here that is impossible to perform. So, pending approval, we will make these changes and make the submittal.
All right, sir. Let's see if anyone has any questions for you. And we'll start with Mr. Benton.
There's a grade area that has marked easement for the benefit of Raymond and Deborah Davis. What is that? Is that a roadway?
That's an easement that...
Just speak to the mic. Thank you.
That's an easement of record to access the parcel that sits off of the roadway, not contingent to the roadway, but that is their access to get to that parcel. Raymond Davis, I believe.
Is there a driveway there, man?
I believe there is some kind of... You know, I don't believe it's paved or anything.
But there's currently a dwelling there on Raymond Davis?
Yes, Davis.
Raymond Davis, there is a trailer there.
Ma'am, would you give us your name, please? As our tape machine don't recognize you.
My name is Alvana Davis, and I reside in Lincoln. Okay. I'm the president of the Civics Association in Lincoln, and I desire to proceed with this development for the betterment of the community, to make the community better and to generate also revenues for the county and state, and to advance the living condition in that area. So, your approval.
Okay. Thank you. And the easement question, has that got a satisfactory answer now?
That is not part of this subdivision. So there would be a is that deeded over, Vince?
No, it's an easement. Across.
It's an easement. So it'd be within the lands of the subdivision, subject to that easement. The easement for the benefit the Davis is, I think,
the big lot on the south, according to the soils report, had some very poor soils, and it's practically, you can't get a system to work. So that's not going to be developed, I don't believe, as far as a residence or anything.
Okay. Has there been a septic feasibility done on the other eight?
Oh, yes.
And that's all?
Been in the file?
Have a copy?
I do not have a copy of it, no.
Do you have a copy of the septic feasibility?
I have one, yes. I believe so.
Okay.
He would hand it up to Blank.
You want my copy?
Do you have a copy?
Yeah, the big thing.
If you can get your hands on it, it'll take me a while to weed through all this stuff.
You have it with you. It's good. It's good. If you don't, we can't. We really can't act on it until we have it. So
Scott Klein didn't make any kind of submittal to me.
Well, what we're looking for is a letter from Department of Natural Resources Environmental Control making reference to approval of
a letter of
septic feasibility for that site.
Okay.
Yeah, we just don't have that. We just won't act on it. We don't act on what happened.
I know. I've
got to get in
trouble. Scott Klein is the one that did it.
Yeah. Or later. Tell you what, well, let's move on. You can look. You'll have a chance to look for it later when we take public testimony.
All right.
So,
The drainage utility easement that's noted on this plan. It looks like a fence. What is that?
I think it's 5 foot on each side of the sidelines, 10 foot in the front, and 20 in the back. Is that reasonable? It's just an easement for utilities or for the ditches.
Is there a ditch there?
There's going to be a roadside swale, yes. I don't think there's any ditch in the back line. But if the cable company wants to run their lines down the back line or down the front line or however they want to run their utilities in there.
Standard note in the ordinance requiring a drainage utility easement. If it's necessary, it's available. We've been requiring those since the 70s.
I have no further questions.
Okay. Mr. Johnson?
Is any of this area in trees, or is this all the? Is this that open farm, all that open farm field behind your house?
There are trees on the south side where the soils are bad.
Okay, and that 3.78 acre section?
Yes. The rest of it is sort of meadow. It's occasionally farmed, but I don't think you did anything this year because...
No, there was no farm. Yeah.
And it adjoins farmland?
I believe Mr. Fitzgerald has crops.
And are you providing an agricultural buffer?
It was mentioned by the TAC, and I believe along the forest or the agricultural portion, we can provide a buffer.
So Mr. Johnson's asking that question because an agricultural buffer is separate from a lot. You'd be displaying on your site plan along that agricultural land at least 50 foot set aside for buffer. And it would have to be landscaped to screen or separate the development from the farm.
And that would be common areas?
That would be common area to be maintained by the homeowner association once you create one.
Could make them much smaller.
It could make it difficult.
Can't make them much smaller.
Your lots would be smaller, but you might lose a lot or two to make that work.
Or shrink down that stormwater management area.
Okay. Yeah, we can... We'll have to reconfigure, but I don't think...
You've got enough depth to be able to maintain the depth requirement of a minimum of 100. You can end up with about 186 or so, 183. But then the difficulty is that you're going to end up taking 50 foot... Is it on the west side where the farm is or on the south?
The farm is a little west.
Okay.
Farm is on 30, not 50.
I was thinking setback. Okay, 30, it's not too big. He can make it work, but he's going to lose it in square footage unless he can reduce it. The portion of lot 5, all 6, 7, and the stormwater management area would be affected.
No.
Because if you have to shift it, you're going to take a little bit more of the stormwater management area, but you may be able to take it off of lot 8.
No, that's true. Right.
Yeah, I think we can slide everything sort of south. as I said, the big lot down there on the south side is not buildable for all intents and purposes.
And Mr. Lank, is the county aware of the pending sale sign that's advertising JC Village?
I'm not sure. Was that shown on the photo taken for the posting of the property team?
Yes.
And I don't see anything about the streets, but you're proposing the standard streets?
Yeah.
So county specifications?
They're going to be dedicated to the public.
You're going to be dedicated to public use and maintained by the state once it's completed?
That was the intent, yes. Yeah.
The state's accepting that, Mr. Lank? I thought the state wasn't accepting private roads anymore.
This is proposed to be dedicated to public use. State's in the process of trying to create subdivision regulation that is going to require all streets to be built state specs.
Okay. Thank you. And what type of homes are being proposed?
Single family residential.
Right.
Are we talking stick built? Are we talking modulars?
Stick built, hopefully. That's what it suggested, that I'd like to have all stick built.
Okay.
Some has suggested that modulars, some are built in the factory, stick built, and they would like to have a lot that would be accessible to that, but I'm not sure. I would like to have all stick built.
The ordinance, just to clarify the question Mr. Johnson is asking, is that this property is owned general residential and does permit mobile homes. If you can restrict against them, that's fine.
Yeah.
So you're okay with a restriction against mobile homes being placed on it?
Yes.
Okay. I have no further questions this time, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir.
Mr. Gordy?
Mr. Robinson, does the restricted covenants address the agriculture notice?
No, hold on 1 second.
Didn't have the buffer on it, I didn't know.
Yeah, let me check. I've got my memo. I don't believe that they did, and in my comments they stated that needed to be added.
Okay. All right. That's all the questions I have.
All right, sir. Mr. Smith?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Is there an area where, if requested by the local school district, that a sheltered school bus stop for children could be placed at or near the entrance?
There's only a 50-foot wide access.
Is that parcel A? Would that be a site?
Okay, over here.
It could be.
Yeah.
And if it was there, there'd be some way for the children to get. Was something that we've been trying to do is provide a safe haven for children, if requested by the school district, to do so, to accommodate. I'm getting a sense, perhaps, Ms. Davis, that you're hoping to attract families that may have school-aged children.
If they required, we would accommodate them for that.
Thank you very much. One last question. Are there any tax ditches affected by by this proposed subdivision?
There are no ditches on the property at all. It's pretty much on a high point.
Mm-hmm. There's not been any standing water at all.
So everything just sort of slopes away.
Yes.
And there's ditches out to the west by the railroad tracks, and there might be a small swale on the road, but nothing major.
So there are no tax ditches affected?
No.
Thank you. No other questions?
All right, sir. We thank you. Mr. Lang?
No question.
Mr. Couts?
No questions, sir.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Council?
No questions, but I would suggest that while the commission asks, if there's any public comment, that you look again to see if you have that septic feasibility statement.
Yeah.
So that the commission can consider that.
Okay.
Well, we thank you. If you will take a seat nearby, we'll see if anybody has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that wishes to speak in favor of subdivision 2006-55, Alvana R. Davis.
Good evening, Commissioner.
Hey.
My name is Dolores Singletary. I am a niece of Alvana Davis, and I drove down from New York City to be at this meeting to speak on behalf of my aunt and the plans that she has for the property that used to belong to my grandfather. And he passed away many, many years ago. And rather than continue to field and farm and grow, has come a burden on her, and she wanted to see that the community would grow, which had been a dream of my grandfather's. So I wanted to come down and urge the commissioners to consider the application, subject to whatever conditions that you might put on it, so that we can build the community with my assistance and whatever the family can do. I thank you for the opportunity.
And we thank you. Long drive for 5 minutes there, huh? Okay. Be careful. Anyone else like to speak in favor? Yes, sir.
Good evening. I'm Anthony Davis, and I live in Wilmington, Delaware. I'm the son.
Oh, you only had to drive half as far as she did.
I'm thankful for that. The son of Alvana Davis. Okay. And we've been involved in this process since the early 80s, where it was nothing but woods and different things, and my mother struggled to build a house there. And then some people in the area that really needed the Davises and some other people that wanted trailers, and they put trailers in, and some have progressed to the point where they took the trailers out and built homes. And my sister recently bought a piece of property there, and she built a home. So it's an effort to do something in the community to improve the quality of life, which we think that's important. And also it's an opportunity for some of the burden of the upkeep of the property to be changed, and offer an opportunity for people who would like to have home ownership to have that opportunity. We want, it is restricted because we do want single family homes in there that just present a different idea, and we don't want to take away from the adjacent families which are, have single family homes there that are very nice. So we appreciate your consideration tonight, and we thank you for all your attention.
We thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor?
Good evening, gentlemen. My name is Nathaniel Davis. I'm also a son of Miss Alvana Davis. And we come down to speak to you on behalf of her about the farmland, which she has always been her desire to develop.
How far did you drive?
Pardon?
How far did you drive?
Well, we come from Wilmington, Delaware.
Oh, both of you. Okay.
Yeah, we both come from Wilmington,
Delaware. Would you ride together?
Yes, we did.
There you go. Save the gas. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. And we're here in support of it because it has been an endeavor of hers to try to get this property going on to this next level for it's a family heirloom type of thing where my grandfather had always farmed the land and helped the community with them, with individuals in the community being able to glean the land after he was done harvesting. So we want to take it to the next level of being able to provide housing for some of the local community or even individuals who just like to be in this area and to enjoy the quietness of this environment. So we're just asking for some consideration on our behalf that we may have all the I's dotted and T's crossed at this moment, but when the property is being developed, we'll make sure everything is up to standard and code.
Oh, there'll be a lot of folks who are going to help you do that.
I imagine so. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. Anyone else like to speak in favor? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2006-55? Is there anybody on the commission has any questions?
Yeah, but I would say let's not close the public hearing.
I was just going to say, what I would like to do is we're going to close the public hearing, but we're going to hold the record open. Can you do that?
That's fine.
Hold the record open to
end of the meeting tonight.
Till the end of the meeting tonight to receive the to receive the septic feasibility study. And if you happen to find it, just bring it up and give it to Mr. Lank, if you would, please. And otherwise, we'll close the public hearing, and you may, you're welcome to remain with us for the rest of our meeting to see if we make a decision, or you may just wish to call the office in the morning.